In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. So my sermon today is short. I assumed that would get applause, but okay. I was reading the lessons there, and James and John, two guys, huh? What characters? These two guys think that they're doing the right thing when they say, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down and consume these villages?" And I get the distinct impression whenever I read Jesus' response that he turned and rebuked them. It was something like, "What? Like, you've been with me all this time. You've heard me preaching about the love of God, about the opportunity that we each have to go out and personally receive, to take up this mantle, to pick up where God so dreams that we might, to love abundantly and rampantly. And you're asking if we ought to torch the place." You know, the trouble with Christianity has long been that too many of us feel like we're God's enforcers rather than his followers. That seems to always be where Christianity goes askew. Whenever we think that we're so right, we have the bounden duty to force it on other people. But Jesus' ministry was never about forcing anything on anybody. Jesus' ministry was always about opportunities for us individually to pick up the message, the gospel, the good news, that God so loves us that God would do anything for us, that we are loved. We have that opportunity to pick that up. We are not called to shove that down other people's throats. Quite frankly, we don't have a good track record in Christian history of letting people make decisions for themselves. I'm reminded of a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. He was asked about Christianity. And he said, I like your Christ. He is so unlike your Christians." We laugh, but it's really a condemnation. It truly is. If we would live like Christ, we would let people make their decisions. Maybe they're wrong. That's on them. It's not our responsibility to be calling down fire, pointing out other people's sins ahead of our own. I think about many of the pastors that I heard growing up. Of course, I grew up as an evangelical, and many a sermon, almost all of them that I can actually remember, were framed in the whole, "It's time to turn before you burn." Too many times we have faith cultivated by fear. And faith by fear is no faith at all. God loves us. God doesn't want us to be afraid of him. That phrase in the Bible, "the fear of the Lord," is translated as respect, to give God the honor due his name. My brothers and sisters, the best thing that we can do to proclaim the gospel is to go out into the world, to live like Christians ought to let people know that we are, in fact, Christians. And then just not be awful. Just not be awful. If we can do that, I really do think we can proclaim the gospel everywhere. We'd have hearts and minds turning left and right. The trouble is, as I said earlier, far too often, we want to be God's enforcers. That's not our job. Our job, though, is to go out and to witness, to pray, and to love. Let hearts and minds make up for themselves what they're going to do. It's difficult work. It's difficult work not to want to look down on other people, because self-centeredness and self-righteousness, that's part of the human condition. That's part of those sins of the flesh that were written about in the New Testament lesson. But the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, and gentleness, oh, those are the things that really turn hearts, turn minds. Those are really the things that proclaim the gospel. And I hope and I pray, my brothers and sisters, as we go about our ways in this world, we can always remember that love beats hate every day. Amen.